Minister Mia Motley now touring QEH's A&E following emergency meeting with medical staff. The opposition leader stands his ground on his charge of voters list irregularities. And the disabled community looking forward to government's $1.6 million beach access upgrade island-wide. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Prime Minister Mia Motley is currently touring the Accident and Emergency Department of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital following an emergency meeting held earlier this morning. From around 9:45 a.m., the Prime Minister, accompanied by Minister of Health Dr. Jerome Walcott, Junior Minister Davidson Ishmael, consultant doctors and other senior hospital officials, engaged in discussions on the serious challenges currently affecting the QEH. Starcom Network News understands from a reliable source that the meeting was open and frank, with doctors in particular voicing their concerns about conditions within the accident and emergency department. It is further understood that the Prime Minister gave a commitment to actively pursue solutions to address the issues confronting the A&E before commencing her on-site tour of the department. In a separate story, the Prime Minister says it is critical the country is fully aware that construction of the new South Coast Sewage Treatment Plant will not cost the country a single cent. Speaking during the groundbreaking at Harmony Hall Christchurch, Ms. Motley outlined in detail the circumstances surrounding the financing of the project, which has gained international praise as being the first initiative of its kind, termed a debt for climate swap arrangement.
The European Investment Bank doing its first guarantee ever in this type of debt for nature swap globally, and the Green Climate Fund providing the grant funding underpinning all that we were doing, and CIBC doing the financing domestically. And what does all of this mean for the average man and woman in Barbados? That we are able to build this plant without increasing our debt by a single cent, not even a dollar. And how? Through repurchasing, as you heard in the video, our debt and refinancing it at lower interest rates and using the savings from those in order to be able to finance the plan.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne is standing by his claim that some living Barbadians were wrongly removed from the most recent voters list. In November last year, Chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Ramon Alleyne, said the commission was aiming to produce the cleanest and most accurate register in decades. He explained that 4,923 names were to be removed because individuals were overseas for more than 5 years, while 3,368 were removed due to confirmed deaths. However, when the list was published, several Barbadians who are alive and either living locally or otherwise eligible reportedly found their names included for removal. Mr. Alleyne rejected Mr. Thorne's claims of government interference at a press conference last week, but Mr. Thorne said he remains firm in his position.
Let me make it clear that I am not speaking in contest against the chairman of the Electoral and Boundaries Commission. Rather, I am speaking for those several living persons who have discovered that their names are due for removal from the list of electors. It is an irregularity about which they are entitled to protest, and it is an irregularity that offends against their free and democratic right to vote. Democracy is as much about the rights of the minority as it is also about the rights of the majority. And even if a minority has been deprived of their right, then democracy has suffered. The voices of those whose rights have been denied must not be sacrificed behind sanctimonious and false cries of patriotism.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. As the Barbados Workers' Union marches towards its 85th anniversary, General Secretary Tony Moore has made a commitment to workers across the island to hit hard when it comes to the enforcement of existing legislation. In addition, Ms. Moore says there will be continued agitation for better working conditions in key sectors, naming construction and tourism as two industries with much work to be done.
I mentioned construction and that is ramping up. We have a situation in the country where construction is booming all around. And this is what Union Remaining Relevant is doing. Construction is booming all around, but we are seeing that the playing field in construction is not level. You have one or two companies that are following the rules. You have a lot of the others that are not. And especially in the case where there are bidding for public contracts. Public contracts meaning that that's the taxpayer dollar that has to be paying them, whether it is to fix roads or to do whatever. We want to make sure that workers have access to proper health and safety.
Ms. Moore was speaking from the BW headquarters at the launch of the new website, allowing members access to information, registration, updated due statements, and a pending addition that will allow grievances to be lodged. This is the Lunchtime Edition. Government's announcement this week that there will be a $1.6 million upgrade to disable beach access across 50 locations has received the thumbs up from various organizations. Operations manager at the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Rosanna Tudor, says the upgrades are welcome, but emphasized that beach access must mean much more than just ramps across the sand.
Pushing two wheelchairs along a pathway does not make a beach accessible. Accessibility is not symbolic. It requires proper design, safe gradients, suitable surfaces, and facilities that allow persons with disabilities to reach and enjoy the shoreline and the beaches with independence and dignity. This is why consultation with disability stakeholders before implementation is not optional. It is essential. I give strong credit to the Coastal Zone Management Unit for engaging the council in meaningful consultations prior to the start of these projects.
Operations Manager at the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Rosanna Tudor. The Sanitation Service Authority, SSA, was urgently called into action this morning in Lightfoot Lane in the city of Bridgetown following complaints from residents about a long-standing dumping site that has become a major health hazard. The Barbados Labour Party City of Bridgetown nominee, Michael Lashley, addressed a small gathering at the location while officials from the SSA were on hand to carry out cleanup efforts and assess the situation. We'll hear from him a bit later in the news. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the Latest. Prime Minister Mia Motley now touring QEH's A&E following emergency meeting with medical staff. The opposition leader stands his ground on his charge of voters' lift irregularities. And the disabled community looking forward to government's $1.6 million beach access upgrade island-wide. The Lunchtime Edition of the Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.